With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Qinghai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidences, which pinpoint the raising of livestock as the number one contributor to climate change, Supreme Master Qinghai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet, and practice sustainable living. Today we present to you a seven-part series titled Spread the Veg Message to Protect Life, a compilation of excerpts from Supreme Master Qinghai's discussions concerning the detrimental impacts of the meat diet on human health, the environment, and ultimately the health of our planet.
Hello, Master.
Hello.
Master, this is a nice one. You know that yawning is contagious, yes?
Yeah, I know.
For example, when someone is tired, which causes them to yawn, and there's another person around, it usually automatically triggers them to yawn, too.
I'm yawning now.
So there must be some invisible physical trigger or maybe some mental or spiritual connection. So why can't I just say, be veg, go green to someone, and they will automatically adopt it for their way of life?
Would be nice. Would be nice when
yes,
it does
yeah,
that.
It would.
Yeah, it does happen. It depends on the degree of the karmic background of that person. So to some person, when you just say, be veg, go green, and explain a couple of sentences, and then he be veg, and he go green. That also happened. I know that for the fact. I know that. Some people have been converted that way. But that depends on how filled he is on connection with others. Because a person who goes veg, that encompasses a whole lot of network of karmic connection. It connected with his parents, with grandparents, with great-great-grandparents, and connect with all the animals, all the things that causes him to eat meat or the animals to be killed, etc., etc. And the karmic pattern for many past lives. That's why, because it's connected to so many beings. And also it's in his DNA. And it's been habitual for a long time. That's why it's difficult to change. But a person who is not so filled with this karmic hindrance, or feel very little bit, you know, like 0.9 and 0.5, then when you talk to him once, and your spiritual power is enough to cleanse the little karmic hindrance that he has or she has. Therefore, you convince her on him on the spot. Many masters can do that. And that's why they convert people in a mass and initiate them immediately. You, for example, you just listen to my lecture once and get initiation and you stay vegetarian how many years now?
Almost 20.
20 years, see that? Because you have very little bad karma, not too much connected with many other heavily dragging power of karmic killing retribution.
Yeah.
Therefore, I just talked to you once, and you're smart. You understand? And I am able to help you right away. That happens, you see? It happens also. But it doesn't happen all the time because of the karmic hindrance and the DNA and the background and the habitual. And the unsmartness sometimes. Maybe you have higher IQ than other people. Yes, that helps also. You see, smart people do choose vegetarian diet and quicker and simpler. And now, at least, it shows that we can influence each other. When you yawn, somebody else yawn. At least it proves something, that we are all connected, that we could really influence each other in some scale right now. Yawning is an automatic mechanical system in our body. So if somebody yawn, we look and then the cells of the body copy and yawn also. Because the yawning action doesn't have to connect with your great-grandfather karma or killing of anybody. So it's so light and easy, so it's easy to influence people. I wish we could influence everybody by just yawning like, veg, you know, or green. And then they go automatically. But it will do. That just proved to you that we could influence people. We just continue yawning our conviction. Yeah, be fast, go green, and then maybe people will all yawn with us.
Thank you, Master.
Very good. Is that logical enough?
I love it. I love the answer. It's correct.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
Tyrian diet lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more.
Hi, Master.
Hi.
Master, with the serious environmental health of our precious planet, every day there is some new catastrophe happening somewhere in the world. Is there more to the big picture than just environmental imbalance? Is there maybe a preparation of sorts occurring with regard to an ascending process for our beautiful planet? Is she going to be safe? Also, is there any assistance available and allowable from our brothers and sisters from other planets in case we need it? Thank you, Master.
You are very welcome. Regarding your last question, they are helping quietly already, yes? But this is a very easy problem. We can solve it ourselves just by being veg. How more simple can it be? Only if the human listen. All they do is just be veg, and everything else will take care of itself. How simple, huh? But only if anybody is listening, all right? Now, concerning the ascending of our planet, that is the universal plan for our planet, that we should catch up, that we should ascend with other higher spiritually developed planet. That is the plan. But the human are given free will. And for that free will, they have not been using it wisely. That is the problem. And now, I'm calling everyone to use their free will in a better way, to free themselves from bad karmic retribution, to free themselves from guilt, free themselves from blood on their hands, free themselves from blood debt, free themselves from hell retribution hereafter, free themselves from destroying the only home that they love, which is our planet. Free themselves from the murderous status that they are in by eating meat. Freeing themselves from all the crimes, past and present. So if they will be vegetarian, everything will be forgiven. Everything will be well and good. The planet will be restored. The animal will be thankful. The human will be healthy. And all will be happy and blessed. That's all there is to do. Be fed. Nothing else heaven asked from us. Nothing else we really have to do. Nothing else all the planet even need to help us. Very simple. Be fed. So we cannot demand in heaven to help us any more than this. It's just to be fed. So if we have more urgent and justified cause of desperation or urgency, of course other planet will help or heaven will help. But it's just to be vegetarian. And if we cannot do that, then I'm sorry, we don't deserve any help.
Yes, I can understand it.
I am sorry. I truly am. But the thing is, people are not too much aware of this, being, you know, indoctrinated too long in the meat diet, believing that it's healthy and good for them and necessary for them. Therefore, we have to try to reverse this concept. And it's not easy for all of us, but I beg you all to do it. Continue, save as many as you can. Then, if most people are good, then of course our planet will ascend to a better level of consciousness, equal with other planets in the hierarchy of the galaxy. And then, you know, of course, everything will be good. What else can I tell you? I cannot tell you if the planet's going to be safe or not. I can only tell you that I have positive feeling, and that if we are working hard, and with the help of all the vegetarian, fruitarians, breatharian, waterian, I mean all the non-meat eaters out there, if they're all helping us, and even the meat eaters, if they're helping us, you know, also, then the planet will be safe.
Vegetarianism in religion.
The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that in the beginning of creation God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings of Some Aspects of Health and Healing. Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra.
Cow die. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the Saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly, and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius. Essenes. I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism.
Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adilila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata Anu.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been especially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutra Kritanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood, meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds and nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism.
The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure, the supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants, I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow, Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. They will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now. I love everyone. I want them to be safe and sound, but for their own good only, not just to keep them alive and they continue to make others suffer, because in that way they will suffer themselves, now or later on. So that's not the kind of love that I want to give to people on this planet. My kind of love is to awaken their own love. Then they will be well here and hereafter. That is a true love that we can give to others. And that is true love that I can give to you and everyone out there.
Yes, I can understand it. It would be like if I was to tidy my daughter's bedroom all the time, she would never learn to keep her own bedroom clean, and she would be spoilt.
We have to love with wisdom, yeah? We have to love wisely. I want to wake them up and save themselves. That's the best for them, now and later on, after they die. Okay? Otherwise, physical body is not much to talk about. Okay? Thank you.
Thank you very much, Master.
You're welcome.
Thank you for your company for today's Between Master and Disciples here on Supreme Master Television. And now, Animal World, our co-inhabitants, coming up next, right after Noteworthy News. With heaven's grace, may all beings live harmoniously in dignity and respect.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.